Hey, welcome back to the datingadviceguru.com podcast. Yep, this is weekly good stuff I want to give you. With my opening salvo today, I want to talk about why don't men want to get married anymore? The willingness of a man to get married tells you just how much he's ready and willing to commit to you. That's why so many women are concerned with a man's reluctance to get married up front, right? And we've all been told that he's holding back because he's, what, commitment phobic. But that's not really the reason. And I know it's popular, and I know that the self-help book authors love to write about it. And of course, all the popular media wants to talk about it. And of course, all your girlfriends want to talk about it. Everybody wants to talk about how guys are commitment phobic. But there's something more going on here. And that's why I'm going to give you 7 reasons why men don't want to get married. So you understand it's not all about the fear of commitment, which is a very popular thing to talk about. So why is it? Why is he holding back on this final step of commitment? American adults who've never been married is now at a historic high, okay, in terms of statistics. Men are more likely than women to have never gotten married. 23% versus 17% of women as of 2012 data. And according to Pew Research Center, hey, you know, I hang out there a lot, the share of women ages 18 to 34 that say having a successful marriage is an important part of their lives actually rose 9 points since 1997. That's from 28% to 37%. Now for men, it was the opposite. The share of guys saying that it was important for them to get married and have a successful marriage actually dropped from 35% to 29%. Now, with stats like that, I thought it was high time we took a look into the reasons that men are opting out of marriage in record numbers. The problem isn't that men are immature or lazy. Men today simply respond to the incentives that are given to them. And I'm going to show you what some of those are. I'm going to expose them for you here today. Yes, I'm going to open the kimono. That's such a lurid phrase. Now, some of these reasons are going to actually be tough for you to hear. They might even be downright depressing. But if you're armed with my strategies for reaching a man's heart, you don't have to worry. You only have to show him that this isn't the case with you, and hopefully it won't be. Now, I'll tell you what he needs to see from you in just a minute. All right, let's jump into the nitty-gritty of it with these 7 reasons why men don't want to get married. Reason number 1 why he doesn't want to get married is that he will look like a buffoon. See, it used to be if you were a married man, you were the man. You were strong. You're capable. You had a whole belief system behind this guy called the husband, right? And you had a woman who was completely dedicated to you. If you married her, you did the right thing, and that made you a gentleman. Thanks to movies, television, and our wonderful pop culture, a man who becomes a husband today also becomes looked down upon. He's pitied, not admired. He's whipped, not masculine. If I hear one more guy tell me in that pathetic tone of voice that he has to check in with the boss, I'm using finger quotes here, I will totally scream. These guys, by the way, that I've talked to that say this sort of thing, these guys that are always pretending like, oh, you know, the boss, I gotta let her run my life. These guys are always somehow hoping that I'm going to chuckle or smile knowingly with them, right? Go along with the conspiracy. And, well, they're usually disappointed. I just shake my head at them. Ever since the 1970s, and probably going back even further, men have not been portrayed as respectable on television or in movies. It's rare that you see a guy who isn't one of these 2 stereotypes. Number 1, the bumbling idiot. It's all he can do to not mess things up. His long-suffering wife usually just puts up with his stupidity and his bumbling long enough to find another reason to put him down. Hilarity ensues. And number 2 type of guy is the killer. This guy is the violent, stone-cold killing machine of the, well, the R-rated movie variety. He lives to kill. Oh, and no woman can resist this guy. Men today look foolish confessing to being a married man. It used to be a respectable title, one of provider and breadwinner. And now that women can do everything a man can, and better, from what some say, well, men don't have a place as a reliable cornerstone of a family. His role as husband is minimized. By sheer volume, 69% of mass media reporting and commentary on men was unfavorable. Now compare that with just 12% favorable and 19% neutral or balanced. So how does that sound to you? It doesn't sound good for guys at all. And we're tired about it, but we also know that we aren't allowed to complain about it. Now, I don't want to sound like some old-fashioned chump here, but the reality is that as gender roles have shifted around in confusing spirals, mostly, we have lost touch with the value of the solid, reliable man. All right, reason number two he isn't wanting to get married is he will get less sex. And the statistics on this one say that it is true. Not only will he lose the variety of sexual partners he had in his single life, the frequency drops incredibly. It drops pit, it just bottoms right out. And even though men usually reach a point where frequency of sex beats out variety, he still needs the horizontal bop quite a bit. Married men do have more sex than single men on average. However, they have much less than men who are living with their partners outside of marriage, especially as the years go by. Now, research also suggests that married women are also more likely to gain weight than women who live with their man but aren't married to him. Men's Health reported one study that followed almost 3,000 people over 6 years. They found that the cohabitators, the people who lived together, claimed that they were more confident and overall happier than married couples and singles. Now, the reasons are pretty evident. When we get married, we tend to either take the relationship for granted or we check out. You have to be sure to communicate and resolve yourself to keep yourselves sexy for each other. That was a little bit of advice I have taken to heart in my own relationships. The more things in your relationships that you take for granted, especially the sex, the more likely you're gonna have marital problems down the road. In fact, a sense of entitlement will cause problems in anybody's life. Reason number three he isn't getting married is he will lose his freedom. Now, this is another one of those beliefs that often comes true. Most men feel that they will lose control of their lives to the demands of marriage and family. And it's not only the loss of his freedom of lifestyle, there's a chance that he could actually lose his freedom. Okay, if a man is charged with child support that he can't pay, he can be put in jail. And if he can't afford a lawyer, he doesn't have the right to have one appointed to him because, according to the Supreme Court, that's a civil dispute. That's right, he can go to jail for a civil dispute, but he can't be provided with representation. Now, if that's not bad enough, men are jailed 95 to 98% of the time in these situations. Pretty scary, huh? And that's not a situation that any man desires. All right, reason number four, he doesn't want to get hitched. The dating scene is hostile. Everywhere you look on Facebook, you see women complaining about their men, nonstop. Think about the process of dating today. Does it seem easy to you? Most people agree that dating is confusing and frustrating. They even have maybe some more spicy words to describe it. It's anything but easy. So what about relationships? If you're lucky enough to get a relationship, most couples don't even have the communication and negotiation skills, much less the emotional intelligence to have the faintest idea of how to keep it together. Most people wing it and hope for the best. And we haven't even gotten to the level of marriage, which is probably the most extreme and demanding form of a relationship, usually involving children, money, and an incredible amount of patience and planning. It feels like the odds are stacked against men, and the good men would rather check out and stay silent than participate in something that they feel victimized by. Reason number five he isn't getting married is he doesn't really have to anymore. The reality is that women are much more relaxed about sex than ever before. There was a time when men had to marry a girl or wear down her resistance to get her into bed. And if you wanted a family, well, the choice was clear. You had to get hitched. You had to get married. Now, both sexes are actually swiping each other into bed these days on their mobile phones. That's how far we've come. We don't get married anymore. We just swipe each other into bed. And if a lucky accident happens along, well, then you have a kid. Well, when you don't hold anything back, and ladies, what I mean is when you give up that sex a little too easily and you give him everything that he would get in a marriage, which is the support, the things he would expect of a marriage, well, guess what? He won't have any incentive to marry you. Now, no, I'm not saying that you should be Puritans and not have any kind of, you know, intimacy like that. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is don't give him the full package. Don't give him the full Monty. Don't give up everything to him. He has to have incentive. most women don't know how to show a man the promise of marriage and what it can do for him. Now, this is something I do show you how to do in my Complete Commitment program, by the way. Reason number six that he isn't getting married is that he could lose everything. Let's face it, divorces don't treat men well in the United States. Fact, women initiate the majority of all divorces, somewhere between 65 and 90%, depending on the demographics. You see, when a woman leaves her man, she doesn't just walk away. Statistics show that the woman will get the majority of custody and money from her husband, the house, and much, much more. Okay? No one can deny that the court system is stacked heavily in favor of women in these cases. In the past, mom got custody of the kids because, well, she was the one that was home with them all the time. She was doing the thankless and unpaid work associated with being the homemaker. Today? Well, that's not true today. Neither parent is home today. There's no reason the default custodial parent should just be mom. A man won't risk losing their money, the family, the house, and most of all, everything they own without a really good reason. Reason number seven, he doesn't think you're the one. You see, a man will have no problem plunking down the cash for that car that he wants more than anything, or the boat, or the flat screen television, or whatever it is. What all these gadgets have in common for him is that he knows in that moment that they are the one thing that he wants. Right? That car is the one thing he wants right in that moment, or that TV, whatever it is. And he believes that that thing, that physical object, is something that will make him happier and improve his quality of life. And he also believes that those little gadgets will not cause problems that are out of proportion to their benefit. All right? Well, guess what? The same thing is true of your relationship. He will gladly get down on one knee to propose to you if he thinks you're the same way, if he thinks that you're going to make him happy. He wants to know that you're going to continue making him happy and that you won't change from the woman that he loves right this moment. Now, the solution should be obvious by now. You must make him understand that this will not happen in your relationship. He won't lose the sex. He won't be divorced and lose his family. He won't lose his freedom. That's what he needs to believe. You see, men aren't being commitment phobes. They're not wimping out. They're being careful, which means the smart and savvy girl these days has to know how to get him to see her as a prize to be won instead of a commodity that is easily replaced by swiping your finger across your phone. Do you want to know why I got married? I got married because, well, let's put it this way. It wasn't for the sex. I have no problems getting that without a contract. It wasn't for the family. We had, and we do still have, a strong family unit even before I got married. It wasn't to make things official. I got married because getting married to her was the most honest expression of love to reward her for all the care, for all the effort and selfless work she put into being a fantastic partner. She never once begged, cajoled, or pressured me, so I decided it was time. In short, she knew the secrets of devotion and commitment, and how to make me commit without having to trick me or nag me into it. So how did she do it? Well, that's something you gotta find out in my great presentation. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/commitment. That's datingadviceguru.com/commitment. I've got a little video there where I talk about how she managed to pull this off. And let me ask you, what do you think? Do you wanna get married? Or is that just an antiquated formality? Should marriage be allowed to just die out? Let me know. Go over to the site and comment. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com/commitment. Go on over, check it out right now, and I'll be talking again soon. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.